Here we go. Don't you like when you're doing a communion lesson, it's like, okay, this is perfect timing because I got something to share, right? For me, the danger is, you know, keeping it short and putting it together in a format that's easy to follow. So that's what I'm going to try to do here. But as we go through this, I'd like you to ask yourselves, what is it that brings you to church? What is it that brings you back week after week? That's what I've been thinking about a lot lately. You know, you wonder, is it the singing? Is it the sermon? Is it the coffee? For me personally, the singing is definitely how I connect. It's one way that's very special for me. And connecting with God, the sermon speaks to me. It gives me something to talk about in the fellowship. I know it's not the coffee because Corey took the coffee maker on the team camping trip. So that's the only name I'm going to say. I promised my wife I wouldn't mention anybody's names because that always gets me in trouble. But I've wondered this even more, you know, what brings me back to church, especially since the pandemic? You know, you come in, you look around, and a lot of folks aren't here. And I miss those. I miss them. It makes my heart hurt. I yearn for them. I want to connect with them like I used to be able to do. I got to find a way to do that. But even more importantly, I mean, what is it that brings me here? What is it that makes me say on the way home, I'm glad I went today? When on the way here, I said, I don't really want to go today. There's something there. So back to my question, why do you come to church? Is it out of habit? Is it out of just duty or some sort of just, this is what we do on Sunday morning? I don't think it is, because I don't think you'd be here week after week if that's what it was. When I was a child, what brought me to church were my parents. I got in the car. And I was oldest, so I had to sit in the back seat in the station wagon as we rode to church every Sunday. But what brought me to church as a college student was when I came in and I sat down and I looked around. And I was like, wow, these people believe something different. I wonder if that's how they act at work or at home. And so the guy that invited me, I went to his work. He was an attorney, and I thought, okay, let's see what this guy's really like. And he was the same. We went to lunch together, and I kept waiting for him to start cussing or saying something that was counter to how he behaved at church, and I didn't see it. So it was like he had, you know, we talked yesterday about, you know, your life and your doctrine. We had fancy words that Dave shared with us yesterday, but I'm not going to try to remember what they were. But it was the combination of the two things together that made it real for me. And the relationship with God couldn't happen without the relationship with one another. Because we'll sit here, for me personally, I'll learn something, I'll hear something, and I can't really apply it to my life until I talk to somebody else about it. Yeah, the kingdom, the group, the community, the ecclesia allows me to feel shalom. It allows me to feel like, this is the kingdom view. This is not empire. This is not the world's view of it. I need people. And so what is it that's about the people that helps me get closer to God? Because you can get material on the web. You can listen to podcasts that'll be very fulfilling. You could dive into all that and learn a lot. But it doesn't, for me, I can't apply it personally unless I've got that interaction. So two examples, kind of humorous. This topic is one that's been on my mind for a while. And I was talking to a brother about it. And I was getting passionate. And he says to me, you know, you're giving off the impression that if I don't agree with you, you're going to take your ball and you're going to go home. Who would think that? I wonder who would think that. And it cut me, because I thought, if I'm giving this off as an impression, then it's not just this one guy that's feeling it, it's somebody else. Everybody would feel that if that's what I'm exuding, and that is not community. That's not really going to attract people to want to be part of a fellowship. And the second was yesterday. So I'm in here yesterday, and it was in one of the breaks, and I went back and got some coffee and a donut. And I'm talking there, and I saw someone, and I was just about ready to start teasing. And if you know me, I tease a lot. And she could see it in my eye. And she said, before I can get the first word out, she said, you don't know me very well. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then I thought, oh, here's the banter. Here we go. And so I started amping it up, and she goes, you really don't know me very well. And I was like, ooh, okay, there's something else there. And I still tried to tease her, and she was just shutting me down. And so during the next break, I was like, do we have something to talk about? And she goes, yeah. And we talked about it. And I walked away with she said, you haven't really earned the right to joke with me like that because you don't know me. And I want to know that. I wouldn't learn that from an online sermon. I wouldn't learn that from reading a book. I learned that because we're in a community together and somebody has the courage to come and tell me something about the way I'm coming across. Take my ball and go home, or, you know, I'm joking and hurting people's feelings unintentionally. So that is from God. That's the community. That's what keeps me coming back week after week. Without the community, I wouldn't see it. I wouldn't know God's plan for me. In Acts 2:42, this is what I want. I want to be devoted to the fellowship. Let me back up. Why we're here right now for communion is because God says to be loving one another. He says for us to be devoted to one another, like in Acts. Devoted to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, breaking of bread into prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Every day, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes. They ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. That's really what I want. I think that's what we want as a community. And how we get there was a scripture Dave shared yesterday. It reminded me of it in Philippians 2. I think it's Philippians 2. Yeah, Philippians 2, it says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in everything. Vain conceit, rather in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of others. That's how you get there, by coming in and pouring yourself out, by becoming the community-led, the congregation-led, not the evangelist-led, but the community-led, by dying to myself. That's how I'm going to be able to be part of Shalom. That's how I'm going to be able to be part of the community. So this is heavy on my heart. Let's think about that and think about how we could really die to ourselves and do God's will at the same time. Let's go to God in prayer. God, I pray that came across the right way. You know what I'm trying to say, and you know how much we desire community. You know how much we desire to be right with you. It's this time when we talk about your death, your burial, your resurrection, what you died for us, what you want for our lives. I pray that we can see that, we can talk about it. It can be something that we involve our lives in, not just something that we listen to passively, but something that we take an active part in. Help me, God, to be able to look around and see my friends that aren't here and to really be a friend to them, actually connect with them, love them, and have that be in our hearts. I pray that we can all encourage each other. I pray that we can be there for each other. I pray that we can love each other in the way that the world will know who you are from the way that we love each other. We love you. Pray in Christ's name. Amen.